Saudi Arabian authorities say they've made a breakthrough in their investigation of last week's bombings. They've arrested four men in connection with a string of suicide attacks on Americans and other civilians. In a moment, we'll learn what one private U.S. company was doing in Saudi Arabia before it was attacked. But our coverage starts in Riyadh with NPR's Kate Seeley.
The Interior Minister, Prince Nayef, said investigators were making progress in their search for clues to Monday's attacks. He told a news conference that four men were being interrogated, and he said they were suspected of having links to Al-Qaeda. All indications point to that, said Nayef, without elaborating. He said the four men knew about the attacks but did not take part in them. A Saudi official added they had been arrested in the past 3 days. Nayef also said investigators had identified the bodies of five of the attackers. A total of nine men are believed to have carried out the suicide bombings. Of the five, said Nayef, three had been sought in the probe of a weapons cache found in Riyadh in early May. Nayef pledged to track down all remaining suspects and punish them. In the meantime, he said, security had been heightened. We've stepped up security throughout the kingdom for all foreigners and anyone working with major foreign companies, Nayef said. Still, he said, the country remained at risk. He said further terrorist attacks could not be ruled out. Nayef added that he welcomed the presence of some 60 FBI and other U.S. investigators, but suggested their role would be limited. We welcome them, or else why would they be here, the Interior Minister said. They came to examine the sites at the request of U.S. authorities, but to examine them only. U.S. Embassy officials here have emphasized that Americans would be helping, not running, the investigation. Anti-American sentiment is strong in the kingdom. Analysts say Saudi officials don't want the case to look as if it's being dominated by Americans. Still, both countries have pledged better cooperation than the last time they investigated a similar case. That was in 1996 during the truck bombing of the Khobar Towers, which killed 19 Americans. U.S. officials complained then of lack of access to evidence and suspects. The U.S. has accused Saudi Arabia of not doing enough to prevent Monday's attacks. Saudi officials have acknowledged security shortcomings, but political sociologist Khaled El-Dakhil says he expects the government to take the threat from extremists far more seriously from now on.
The threat is in their lap. I mean, it's home here. If they cannot act now, when can they act?
Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.